7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little money, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them think, then things go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead. So they'll find any way for them third world people like us. But a small price to be paid. They think they're great, feeling no one can touch them. Them are the next thing coming. But when them think them thing go the people way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, October the 27th, 2013. So he poured oil on this place. He sees that it's the house of God. He sees that it's the gate of God. And going back to Africa, Afu Raka, the universe, you and I are the house for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. And Babel, although it's another word here in the Hebrew, you can research that for yourself, house of God, gate of God. But remember, we said Babel has to do with mixing in, mixing, the science of mixing. And see, the Most High is using the universe to mix the self of the Most High into the universe, that this wicked civilization may go away and fade away forever. And we become the Babel. We become the mixing. We become that ladder that the angels of the Elohim may go up and down, that we may understand the animation and spirit energy and soul energy in the universe and become a part of that reality. And then we anoint ourselves with oil. It says he poured oil on that place. And the word pour, it yatsak, has to do with pour and pour out. And oil is the word shemen, a sacred masculine noun, fat, oil, fatness, medicament, unguent. Let me see. I think medicament has to do with medicine. Let me see, sisters and brothers. Medicament, medical treatment. Because see, oil, blessed oil, has to do with medicine. And we are sick spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. And what is unguent? Let me hit that word, sisters and brothers. Unguent is an ointment for lubrication. It has viscosity, so it's greasy. So a greasy oil that is used for health purposes and medicine, and also having to, it says fat, as in be fruitful, land and valleys. And so we know that oil is all also associated with Mother Holy Spirit, and Mother Holy Spirit empowers us that we may go about this work. And the root of this word is shaman. Oh man, like the shaman. The shaman, male and female, who get in tune with the spirit. And this word means to become fat, grow fat, make fat, show fatness. The masses of the people are lean. They talk about austerity. They talk about going without. It's interesting. My beautiful wife was pointing out how the wicked ruling class and ruling families during the government shutdown, they got paid all the time. They ate well all the time, ate steak and caviar all the time, but they withheld the pay of workers and people. Isn't that interesting? See, the Most High wants all of us to be fat. And the word, he said he poured oil on the top of it. Rosh is head. And remember the word head and chief and beginning and division and companies and nation? So anoint the city, anoint the nation, anoint the priest, anoint the division, anoint the company, the companies, anoint the civilization. See, this is the kingdom of God. Queendom of God that's in heaven, here and now on this earth. And we are being anointed so that we can have power to provide land, wealth, resources, spirit, mind, body, soul, the universe, the creation. You and I are the ladder and the house of the Most High, spirit of the Most High. That these realities may go up and down so that we may lift the sisters and brothers up into such reality that we are connected with the Sabbath, removal of slavery, colonialism, exploitation, removal of debt slavery, removal of such wicked, corrupt, immoral system so that all of us may become fat, as one might say. Not lazy, but fat, able to partake in the richness and fatness of the universe. That's what we are called to do. 28:19, Genesis, he called the name of the place Bethel, which is house of God. Beth is house. God here is 410, El, having to do with the strength of the Most High Father and Mother in the masculine. Rooted in the word for ram, talking about the Aries and warfare on the wicked, but tempered and balanced with Venus, love and wisdom, bringing the zodiac into this. And the place at first was called Luz, and Luz is 3870, which means almond tree, an almond tree. So you're looking at almonds and you're looking at the land and the earth used for that which we can eat and have fat and sustenance, because almonds and nuts, you get certain fat and certain nutrients and whatnot. And so from here out, oh, he said, oh man, verse 21. So that he says in verse 20 and 21, this is Jacob saying, that if the Most High is with me, matter of fact, let me see if I can see this word. If God is with me, which they render in the English God, but in the African Hebrew is Elohim, sacred masculine, but is defined as gods and goddesses, because all of us are gods and goddesses, and we're looking at the sacred masculine strength. So you have strength in you, woman, and strength in you, man, and we are gods and goddesses, and we come through the strength. El, which is sacred masculine, he says, Yaakov, if Jacob's talking, if God be with me, as I go along this way, as I do the works of the Most High, and once again, this is Elohim, gods and goddesses. So Jacob is saying, if the gods and the goddesses are with me and give me bread to eat, I know, I'm paraphrasing, I know my mission. I know that my mission is revolution. I know that the mission of my children is to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. In this day and time, it is up to us to get up, stand up, come together, stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Yaakov, Jacob says, if the gods and the goddesses be with me and protect me as I move in this mission, as my babies and children grow up in this mission and they are protected and we are protected and we are fed and given clothing, because we will be going against the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And the wicked ruling class and ruling families will be looking to break us from being able to eat and have clothing. The wicked ruling class and ruling families will be doing all manner of wickedness and evil to us because we dared to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. And so Jacob is asking the gods and the goddesses to protect him, give him food and give him clothing. And clothes are not just clothes, but the clothing of knowledge and wisdom and understanding. The food of not just out of the earth, because we have to eat out of the earth to live physically, but food spiritually, mentally, and morally. That we will put this on and go to our Father's house in peace. And the word peace is that word that has to do with a total and complete reality of fullness and completeness. Then shall the Lord be my God. As we live this work, as we work this work and bring peace from strife and division and death, hell, destruction, warfare, bloodshed, nationally and internationally and within our families, then we can say, the Lord is my God. And the word Lord is Yahweh, Yahuwah. And the word God is Elohim. Now, Yahweh, Yahuwah, father and mother. And the Elohim is gods and goddesses. And what this is saying is that we will see the face of the Most High Father and the face of the Most High Mother in every facet of the universe and in every human being and in the whole of the system of the kingdom of God and queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Some other issues right quick. Cuban Five. Rene Gonzalez, the lone Cuban Five member freed from the United States prison, speaks out from Havana. This Cuban Five, a group of Cuban men who knew that the United States of North America was harboring terrorists, who these terrorists terrorized the Cuban people, because the Cuban people rejected America, rejected capitalism, went over to communism, overthrew Batista, and put in a government that was more towards the people. And so America, the government, sent in infiltrators and terrorists, and these terrorists terrorized and blew up planes and killed people and destroyed people. And so these Cuban Five came to America to spy on the spying agents of the CIA so that they could combat terrorism coming from America. Either one or two more of these brothers are yet in jail. And so this one who was in jail, Rene Gonzalez, is speaking out saying, free all the Cuban Five. We talked before about this prison for profit reality, corrupt judges, abusing children, cash for kids, firms behind juvenile prison bribes reached $2.5 million settlement in civil suit. Judges corrupt, wicked, and immoral, abusing and misusing children, taking bribes so that the prisons can be full of our beautiful youth and beautiful children, no matter their color. A New York Police Department, they killed an African immigrant student inside the home after the mother called for an ambulance. This program on Democracy Now! Was talking about how some of the mentally sick people who may have bipolar or some type of condition, we saw where a wife of a Puerto Rican brother called the police for help, and they came, shot the dude, killed him. In this case with the African, he's shot and killed. And so what they were talking about was training the police. Don't just come with your gun drawn, shoot to kill. Come as a servant of the people. You see, this is to teach us that we are to rise up and take this earth back. We become the universal civilization of truth, peace, justice, and righteousness. We become the ladder and the house of God and the gate of God. We become that agent that we will set up the kingdom of God and queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari. Hele I Selassie I people.
Exodus. Movement.